Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. I'm not going to tell you where we are, though, because, as you know, I don't introduce my guests or the location, because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are, what you're about, and where we are today?
I'm Peyton, and I do all the pouring at Life Force Herbal Healing Center. We do our own oils here, and yeah.
Very cool. So, Peyton, I think we share something in common, you, myself, and Tanner. Myself and Tanner are both born and raised here, and I think you are as well.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now me and Tanner have this ongoing, I don't want to call it a feud, but a discussion topic with our guests who are born and raised here.
Yeah, don't want a feud.
Yeah. What high school did you go to?
Holy Trinity.
Oh, have we ever had a Holy Trinity?
Yeah, we've had a couple.
Okay, that's not part of the mix. Yeah. I went to Merck, okay. He went to Comp. And so everybody that comes on, we have this battle. So you went to Holy Trinity. Out of all the high schools in Fort McMurray, why did you pick Holy Trinity?
All my friends went there and it was close to home.
Okay, that's a good reason to go there then. Did you enjoy it then?
Yeah, it was a good school.
Yeah, and you've graduated a bit ago. Like
last year.
Only last year? Okay.
Yeah.
So now, that's a weird year. You graduated in a weird time frame in regards to COVID as a thing. Mm-hmm. Post-secondary, I don't know if I'd want to go if it had to be like remote.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good. So now that you finished, what's the game plan for yourself? What are you thinking?
Work here for a bit, and then I want to do like facials and esthetician, and then maybe do that through the store so that we can bring more customers in and more people for different things.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Now, growing up in this environment of this store and the family that you have, you've obviously taken part in some of what you guys do. How did that actually happen for you as like a kid? How did you know you wanted to get involved and help a little bit?
I used to come here ever since I was like 5. I would just come around and I loved it.
Right.
And I would come help my mom and do the till when I was younger. So then when I was finally old enough to work,
yeah,
I came and worked here, and then eventually the pouring got a little bit too much for one person. So me and my sister started to help out, and we became full-time on the pouring, so.
Yeah. And so when you say pouring, for the people at home, can you please explain what the pouring means?
We pour all of our own essential oils, and we make all of our own blends here. And that's about it. We label them and put them out, so
right.
We do it all here.
Yeah, and so learning how to pour this, like, is this something that your mom gave you, like, the recipe and says, like, okay, this is what you want to do?
Yeah.
And then you just, like, stick to it? Or have you got to the point now where you're like, listen, I know how much I'm putting into these things.
I still use the recipe.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. And so what's your favorite essential oil that you have here?
I love the cold and flu blend.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
Okay.
It just opens everything up. It smells good. It smells clean.
Okay.
I love it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then we were talking a little bit to Sky about crystals. I happen to be wearing a crystal that I bought here about a few months ago from you guys.
Yeah.
Is crystal something that you're into?
I like them, but I'm not too informed on them.
Okay.
I know the most popular ones, but
yeah,
there's a lot. So
there's a lot. There's
I
a lot to digest. No, this store is, there's a lot to digest when you come to this store. So you got to kind of pick and choose.
Yeah.
And so you're going with the essential oils.
And the herbs, yeah.
Okay, what about the herbs? What are herbs? We haven't talked to anybody about herbs today.
Are
herbs like vitamins and stuff?
Yeah, like vitamins.
Oh, okay.
Multivitamins and everything like
that. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Took me a long time to learn those, so I'm sticking with learning with those before the crystals. So.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, my man Tanner shook his phone. That means he's ready with his questions. We have a segment called the Mac City Minute.
Okay.
Tanner's going to ask you some questions. I don't know what they are because he just figured them out, so I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All right, first question. What has been the best smell you've have experienced while pouring?
Peppermint.
Nice. You got that right off the bat. Okay.
And your second question. What is your earliest memory involving different essential oils and herbs?
My earliest memory? Probably the first time I made me pour cold and flu blend in the big bottles, and then I messed it up really bad.
There you go.
And ruined like 20 bottles.
And those have been your questions.
That's awesome. That's so funny. Okay, so peppermint, why is that your smell of choice? What does that do for you?
I just like it. It cures a headache. It smells good. It smells fresh.
Yeah.
It's not too strong.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right. Well, I only have one last question for you. Obviously, Fort McMurray, born and raised, this community is full of opportunity. You could be doing a million things with your time at a million different organizations, but you find yourself here. What is it about this store that makes you want to spend your time here?
Well, my family, basically. My great-grandma started it. My grandma owns it now with my mom, so I'll probably stay here forever until my sister owns it. Hopefully I can work out of here for the rest of my life. So we'll
there you go. That's beautiful. I love that. Generational story. That's awesome. All right. Before I cut you loose, first and foremost, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You were pretty much voluntold. Please, though, feel free, if you like it, to come back again and again and again. I think me and Tanner are going to spend a little bit more time here as the years go on, so kind of get used to the camera.
Okay.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I shout out my mother.
There you go. Awesome. That's the best shout out ever. All right. Well, other from that, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.